This episode of the Fresh Start Family Show is brought to you by our Quick Start Learning Bundle, how to build a compassionate, firm, and kind discipline toolkit that works with kids of all ages. Head to freshstartfamilyonline.com/discipline to grab your Quick Start Bundle so you can get going today on building up a strong, compassionate, discipline toolkit in your home.
Well, hey there, I'm Stella. Welcome to my mom and dad's podcast, The Fresh Start Family Show. We're so happy you're here. We're inspired by the ocean, Jesus, and rock and roll, and believe deeply in the true power of love and kindness. Together, we hope to inspire you to expand your heart, learn new tools, and strengthen your family. Enjoy the show!
Well, hello there, families, and welcome to a new episode of the Fresh Start Family Show. I am your host, Wendy Snyder, positive parenting educator and family life coach, and I am here to encourage you today on the subject of battling overwhelm in our parenting walk, and specifically how a journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. Have you heard that Chinese proverb before? It's so good. It's so accurate. And it's been such a guiding light for me over the years as I have become more fluent in positive parenting curriculum and really everything in my life. So that's what we're going to chat about today. So welcome. So I am a positive parenting educator and family life coach. Just in case you are just getting to know me, maybe you found me on the internet or social or a friend recommended this podcast to you. But however you found me, I'm so happy that you are here. I often record episodes with my husband, who is amazing, but he is at a volleyball tournament with my daughter today. I have a quiet house, and I'm excited to hang out with you guys. So sometimes we have guests on the show, and sometimes it's me alone, sometimes it's just Terry and I, but our purpose and our intention is to always fill you up and encourage and often challenge you as parents to expand your parenting toolkit, to expand your heart, to really learn new tools to strengthen your family. And these episodes are just a great way to do that. So thanks for listening. All right, so let's talk about this idea of how a journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. Because I think what happens in parenthood a lot is we end up feeling so overwhelmed by all the things that we have to do and we need to do. Those are words that I hear often in my membership group. And I'm always lovingly encouraging my members and the families in that community to take a break from those words, should and need to, and change it to I want to. But we can get stuck in those seasons where we feel like, oh gosh, we need to do this and we really should do this. We should take a parenting class, or we should get better at influencing our kids without yelling, or we need to find a better way because what we're doing in our home is not working. But then we often just end up feeling stuck and we actually never make moves to get us to higher ground as a family. And then if you're anything like me, years go by and you're like, how did this much time go by? And like, it happens to me all the time when I see someone who's pregnant, and it'll seem like just yesterday that they just told me they were pregnant. Just last night, I was touching my beautiful neighbor's belly. She's due in about 4 weeks. And I said, what do you do? She goes, oh, just like about 3.5 more weeks. I'm like, how did that time just fly so fast? Those 9 months went by so fast, right? When it's not your baby, when you're not the one who's like huge and pregnant, it goes by faster, right? But this often does happen in our parenting walk where, you know, we're thinking, okay, we're going to do that tomorrow, or we'll get to that next month, or we'll read that book, or we'll say yes to that class, or we'll schedule that support session with that mentor, or we'll have that conversation with our kids, or we'll create those date nights consistently with our husband. And then 1-3 years goes by and you're like, crap, I never did what I wanted to do. And I believe it's often because we just get stuck in that overwhelm of thinking like, oh my gosh, we need to do all of this, but we never know how to actually get started. So I'm here to help you take a deep breath today. Go ahead, take a deep breath. And embrace the idea of one small step at a time. Because this is powerful, you guys. And the good news is I have a great opportunity for you to take small steps with me for free very soon when it comes to learning positive parenting curriculum and implementing it into the daily fabric of your life. And I'm going to tell you more about that as we chat during this episode, because there is a lot you can do that isn't going to overwhelm you, but is actually going to get you in learning to know what does positive parenting look like? How do these strategies actually roll out in homes? How do I actually use methods that are based in connection and kindness and respect and gentleness and firm kindness? Because remember, we are not about permissiveness in positive parenting. We are about that middle ground between too firm and permissiveness. I used to say too firm and too kind, and then someone beautifully challenged me to remember that there is never too much kindness in the world. So now I make sure I say that middle ground between too firm and permissive. And right in the middle is the firm and kind that we're looking for. But that is what we're shooting for, and you can take small steps to get yourself there without feeling overwhelmed and like you're frozen and you just have too much going on to do it. So I thought I would start out by telling you a little bit more about my journey and how this has rolled out in my life when I look back to the last 10 years. So obviously right now, you guys know me as a positive parenting educator, as a family life coach. I'm the host of the Fresh Start Family Show. I have built Fresh Start Family, which is now a pretty big organization where we have been able to help thousands and thousands of families. But there was a time when I was just a stressed out, confused, unconfident mom. And I was buried in worry. I was buried in really anxiety. When I look back now, I realized the fear that I had about my daughter. So if you haven't heard my story before, I found the work of positive parenting when my daughter was 3 years old and my son had just been born. He had colic, just like Stella did. So newborn world in our life was like, literally, it felt like hell at times because the baby just cried all the time. I felt like a failure as a mom. And then I had this beautiful little girl who had this strong will from the day she came into this world, thank God, because it's perfectly designed within her, I believe, to change the world. But I was just trying to figure out the many challenges of toddlerhood, and I was in a deep valley of despair and worry and hopelessness and anger and irritation and frustration and all the things. And thank God, I got invited to attend a free parenting class. So the preschool that she was at the time, both my kids went to the same preschool. Shout out to S Dumps here in sunny San Diego, California. Such a funny acronym. San Dieguito United Methodist Preschool, S Dumps. But this preschool was the reason why I initially learned positive parenting. They have been offering this free class to the parents whose kids go to that school for, I think, almost 30 years now. I will never be able to thank that director at the time enough because she really counseled and mentored me at a very pivotal season of my life. It literally like brings me to tears to think about her because I love her so much. Her name was Sandy Hatter. But back to that first initial time when I got invited by Sandy because she could tell I was pretty stressed out with Stella. Stella was getting, you know, I would get phone calls. Stella was 2.5 years old. So I would get phone calls that I needed to probably pick her up early because she was having trouble keeping her hands to herself. And, you know, she would like always get in trouble at gymnastics class. And like, if we were just to simply walk around the block and I wanted to like stop and have a conversation with a neighbor, she like would never want to stay. She always wanted to do the opposite of what I said. She would pull the dog's tail. She would run out in the street. Like everything just seemed like such a power struggle. And Sandy could tell that I was super stressed out. And she said, why don't you come to this free class? And at first I thought to myself, I don't got time for a free class. Like I have two, I think at the time Stella was in school from like 9 to 12. Anybody else out there have a preschooler where you get like 3 hours to yourself and it's the most precious time on the earth? And I think at the time I didn't have maybe I had Taryn, maybe I didn't, but grandma would help me with the baby. Grandma, we call her Gigi. Oh my gosh, she's like a savior. She's an angel always, but especially during that season of my life. But she would take the baby and I would just have these precious 3 hours, really 2.5 by the time you drop off and pick up, right? And I just remember thinking, I don't have time for that. Like, I need to take a shower, I need to jog, I need to take care of myself, I need to go to Target, whatever it was. And she said, just trust me, you're gonna love it, come to class. So that was the initial first step that I took to get myself to higher ground. And it was literally just signing a piece of paper in the office of that director's, you know, office preschool. She had a little sign up thing on the wall with a pen, you know, a pencil, and you just put your name and said, I would like to attend this class and I will see you on whatever date at 9 a.m. That was the first initial step. And that took courage, right? Like, that took courage to just say yes. Because I think before parents do an actual positive parenting class, there's a lot of questions that go on in your mind. Like, what is this going to be? What is it going to be like? Is someone going to tell me what I'm doing is wrong? Am I going to realize that I'm like royally screwing up my kids? Like, I don't know. We have thoughts. But that was a big step for me just to say yes. And then after that, I actually, of course, started showing up to class. And as soon as I did, as soon as I started to hear the concepts that were being taught, and I started to be in a community with like-minded parents who were sitting next to me and also saying, yeah, I struggle with this too. Like, my dog won't stop pulling the dog's tail, or my kid won't stop pulling the dog's tail, or my kid also runs out into the road and scares the S out of me. Like, my kid also pushes back all the time. Like, it was just so comforting to know that I wasn't alone. And then when the teacher started teaching these concepts, I could just feel that my heart magically and radically opened, and it was like a beam of light was shining down on me, and I just had so much hope from day one. Now, the second step was showing up to all of those classes and actually completing my first positive parenting class. I remember feeling like so accomplished and just proud of myself that I had made the time that I did it. And then the next step was actually starting to apply the concepts and then have the courage to reach out for support when the concepts weren't quite perfectly working in our home. Because I was one of those people who, I was always a great student. I showed up, I listened, I took notes. I've often been a question asker. But when I came home, I had so many years of habit when it came to like being a yeller or jumping right to like punishment mentality stuff. Because at the time we were doing tons of timeouts with Stella. It felt like she was in timeouts 50 times a day, honestly, no joke. We even had tried spanking at times. We would take away, we would even throw away like her favorite toys. But I just remember at the time I was in a reactive pattern where I thought I needed to control her. Like, it felt like she was out of control. So it seemed, because I didn't have like a really solid understanding yet, I like to say that I wasn't fluent in the new language yet, I would revert back to the old ways a lot, and then the home, like, everything would get flared up and I would just be like, what the heck, this is not working. So the second small step I took was to actually invest in coaching, where I called my teacher. Her name's Susie Walton. She's still a dear friend. To this day, we ocean swim together. She kicks my butt in the ocean. She's amazing. She's almost 70 years old. But the next step was actually like booking counseling sessions with her and being able to ask questions. And then the next courageous step I took was actually enrolling my husband and my mother-in-law in the next time that free class was offered at preschool. And that felt amazing. And then I remember another small step was, as we were continuing to up our fluency, was to invest in a bigger coaching package that actually also include a personal development class. That class was called Freedom to Be. It is now a class that I will be teaching here at Fresh Start Family in October. I know that that class is probably going to sell out within minutes once I open the registration page, because I have literally been telling my students and you guys about this course for years and how much it changed my life. But that will be offered in October online, so anybody across the world can attend that class. I'll be doing one class in person and one class online, so everybody can have the option to attend. So those details are coming soon. October 2021, it'll be two Saturdays completely online. But back then, the small step was just saying yes when my teacher looked at me and said, "Trust me." This is actually her words. I would come into class and I would say, "Oh my gosh, I'm just confused. I don't understand how this works. Like, this is not working," or Stella just laughs at me, or things get even worse. Like, I remember the day I tried to implement like self-calming in our home versus timeouts. And oh my gosh, I went to the dollar store, got all of these like silly little plastic things to like fill up this calming kit that I thought was going to be this like magical thing. And I remember like I implemented it with a tone of like, "You go calm down now." And she took that calming kit, this big plastic kit that was filled with all of this plastic junk that I'm sure went in the landfill within 6 months. She picked it up over her head and threw it down the stairs and it exploded. And I was like, "Oh my gosh, this is not working. What the hell is happening?" I marched back into class and my teacher, Susie, just looked at me and she said, "Wendy, you need to come to class. I want you to come to class. You have to come to the freedom class." And her words were, "I don't care what you have going on. The only excuse that you have is if it's your child's birthday. And even if it is your child's birthday, I'm going to encourage you to still come because this will be the best gift you ever give your child." And I was like, dang. I was like, all right. So I said yes. So that was another small step forward. Now, fast forward 10 years, I am a teacher of that class, right? Like, I spent 3 freaking years training my ass off to become a teacher of that work. And now I get to bless my community. Oh, brings so much emotion to me because I'm so thankful that I get to teach that now, the same course that literally, in conjunction with Positive Parenting Curriculum, transformed my life and completely changed the future trajectory of my existence here on the planet. It's just unreal. But I said yes, and I walked into that classroom. I had the courage to go alone to a physical classroom. I knew the teacher, but I didn't know anybody else, and that ended up being the best course ever. Let's chat for a hot sec, openly and honestly, about what your discipline toolkit looks like in your home right now. If you're anything like most parents, you're relying on the hand-me-down set you inherited. Timeouts, spankings, threatening of spankings, taking iPads away, 3-2-1 countdowns, groundings, taking away toys, e-bikes, iPhones, any or all of those kind of tactics that create a total relationship strain and don't even work long-term to end your child's misbehavior for good. Meaning, you might spank your child or send them to timeout today for being, air quotes, mean to their sister or disrespecting you, but then 3 days from now, they're repeating the same misbehavior, which causes you to flip your lid because you know they know better. I want to help you learn a new way so you could end the vicious cycle that's keeping you stuck as a parent and causing you to feel super frustrated that nothing is working to get your strong-willed, stubborn child to behave better. My team and I have recently completely refreshed our Compassionate Discipline Quick Start Learning Bundle to help you learn a new way to teach your kids important life lessons, a new way to help your children learn from their mistakes and take responsibility for their actions. You can just DM me the word shift over on Instagram. I'm at Fresh Start Wendy, and I'll personally send you a message with a link to download this free bundle. I'm going to help you shift out of a punishment mindset and into a compassionate discipline one where you fully trust that connection-based, firm and kind discipline tools are all you need to be a strong leader in your home who holds your kids responsible when they misbehave, but does it in a way where they are learning the vital life skills they are missing when they mess up. So again, just DM me the word shift over on Instagram. I'm at Fresh Start Wendy, or you can head to freshstartfamilyonline.com/discipline. To grab your free bundle now. I am so excited for you to shift out of feeling guilty and shameful when you lay your head on your pillow at night and shift into feeling confident and proud of the way you handled yourself as a parent, even when you were wildly triggered and upset about the mistake your child made. Okay, I'm excited for you to dive into this free resource. I'll see you in my DMs and inside the free discipline bundle.
it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
So, but that's how it all started out with me, right? Like, I had to say yes to an actual positive parenting class. I had to say yes to an actual personal development class. I actually had to say yes to investing in a mentor who could answer my questions and keep me consistent and keep me supported. And guys, I ended up going on to retake that same class at my kid's preschool because my son ended up going to preschool there too. So we were there for, I think, 4 years combined. I ended up going to that class 8 times. I actually just got an email yesterday morning from someone who I think she had heard either a podcast that I've done or somewhere I mentioned this. I don't know where she heard it, but her email actually said to me, I took a class once with an educator who said that she like had never yelled and couldn't relate to yelling. And she's like, right then I realized I don't think I can learn from someone who doesn't understand what I'm going through. And she said, but then I heard you and I realized you get it. So that was one part of her email. And then the second part of it, she said, I also, when you said that you had to take the same course 8 times before you came fluent, she said, I knew I needed to have you teach me because you understand what's happening for me, right? And I just laughed and responded and said, oh my gosh, yes, I understand. And for me, that's what it looked like. That's what it looks like for so many people. I think there's this connotation that you take a course once and you learn the concepts and then you go apply them into your life. And for me, it was like, hell no, that is not the way it worked. I would go, come back, try to apply it in my home. Again, small steps. I would learn something in class and then come home and create a plan to use it when things got messy in the house. I would try it. And then when I had so-called failure, I would come back to class the next week and ask questions, get supported. My coach would tell me, okay, here's how you tweak what you did. Try again next week. It was just small, small steps over the course of really 4 to 5 years before I became fluent in this language. But I loved how she acknowledged that and really was like, you get what I'm going through. I once heard, I think it was a guy who's, you know, someone I've looked to for business mentorship in the past. His name is Dean Grazioso, but he was speaking with Tony Robbins and they were talking about how Tony Robbins had a mentor when he was young. And the mentor said to Tony once, do you know about this concept that this certain author, you know, writes about in this book? And Tony Robbins said, yeah, I do. And he goes, well, tell me about it. And he kind of like tried to tell about the concept, but he didn't quite perfectly like say it like he fluently understood it. And the guy goes to Tony, he goes, you've read that book, right? And Tony goes, yeah. And he said, well, obviously you only read it once. I love that story because it's like, yeah, that's what so many of us go through, right? Like you have to have the courage to do it, to say yes once. That's a small step. But then the next small steps often come in the form of showing up over and over and over again, watching the same lesson over and over again, reading the same book over and over again, even showing up to your mentor, your parenting mentor, and asking sometimes the same question over and over again and not getting shamed for it, not feeling having anyone make you feel like you're stupid, but just holding on to that vision and that belief that you are learning, you are taking small steps. And every time you try and try again, if it didn't go perfectly, those are small steps, but they're also huge steps towards climbing that mountain where one day you will be at the mountaintop, right? That's where I feel like when it comes to parenting, that's where I feel like I'm sitting right now. Now with entrepreneurship, that is what kicks my butt at this current time in my life. I have so many emotions around entrepreneurship. I have therapists. I have mentors. I mean, I am my work is in the entrepreneurship at this point in my life, and I freaking love it. I love it. Like, building this business is a dream come true, and it makes me so happy. But parenting, I feel like Terry and I are sitting on the mountaintop, and there is this most gorgeous ocean view, and we have the relationship of our dreams with our children. Our kids are 10 and 13 now. And it just feels so good to have such a huge expanded toolkit that no matter what comes our way, no matter what challenge comes our way with our kids, no matter what type of mistake they make, because they're human children, they do make mistakes, they have imperfections, just like all of us, but no matter what type of discipline they may need, or no matter what type of reset, or, what type of repairing of a relationship needs to go down, or amends that need to be made, we just feel so confident that we've got it handled. Like, nothing rocks us to the point where we're like extremely worried, or we're like, you know, hesitant about anything. Like, we have the toolkit. We know how to slow down. We know how to respond instead of react. I'll still slam a door every once in a while, but it's not like I'm freaking out on my kids anymore doing things, so it's just, it feels good. It feels like we're sitting on the top of the mountain. The ocean view is beautiful, and we're just in that celebration mode. And the reason why I tell you all this is because I just want you to remember that it took me having the courage to take all of those small steps to keep hiking up the mountain until one day I'm like, awesome. And even knowing that I'm sitting at the mountaintop experiencing the radical fruits of being entrenched in positive parenting and personal development now for over a decade, I still believe I haven't arrived. There are still moments where I do make mistakes with the kids, or I say things that I'm like, that's not working to influence my daughter to clean her freaking room. Like, I'm still learning. There are, like, every once in a blue moon, a situation where I'm like, okay, I'm really gonna have to think about this one. Like, how can I change my behavior and my actions and my words up to better influence my children, or to help them out of this situation, right? Like, my kids are so different. So of course, it's like I'm sitting on the mountaintop, the view is beautiful, it feels so good, and I still have also not arrived. I still am making my small steps just like you guys are. Okay, so that's the first example that I just wanted to give you of, like, of my journey to learn positive parenting. And then the journey goes on, right? Like, that's then, after years and years of going to class, is when I realized that I was hearing a calling from God to become an educator. So that's when I stepped in to say yes to the certification. And that was a small step, right? Just to sign up and invest that, I think it was $3,000 at the time, to invest in that certification and to believe in myself that and to listen to God, right? Like, that was a small step. And then after that, I remember getting, like, renting my first office. That was a small step. And then I remember the day when God was like, I felt like I was hearing God say, cool, the in-person teaching is awesome, but I want you to actually, like, build an online house so families from all over the world can access this information and be able to have more peace and joy in their homes. And I was like, okay, I can be an online educator. I can figure out this online world. So that, I remember that small step when I was like, I'm going to take a second equity loan out on my house to build an online house for families all over the world. And that's what I've been doing for the last 3 years now, right? But all of these were just, they were small steps where I was like, okay, yes, I'll take that one step forward. Okay, I'll take that next one step forward, right? Just last week, our church, the Rock Church here in San Diego, had the most beautiful message. It was given by our pastor, Travis. We have a pretty big church. We have multiple campuses. We have multiple pastors. Our head pastor, his name is Miles McPherson, but we have other pastors. One of them, Pastor Travis, is amazing. And his sermon, his message was similar to what I'm teaching you guys today, is these small steps. And for me and for him speaking that day, it's always guided by that small, still voice of God, the Holy Spirit. So that always feels good, right? When you get to be able to tune into that and actually listen. And I believe there's many of you listening to this podcast right now, and your heart is like opening. There's a small, still voice telling you, yeah, I want to really formally take another step forward. And I don't know what that looks like quite yet, but I have a feeling Wendy's going to tell me. And Yes, I am. So we have a free challenge coming up. It starts on June 7th. I'm going to tell you about more of that in a second, but that is the perfect way for you guys to get started. But just to finish out my example as I continue on here with my own journey. So now, after the certification, after I said yes to, borrowing the money so I could build the online house, after I started building the programs, after I said yes to building the foundations course, after I said yes to building the Bonfire support community, we now are at a point where we've configured, I was doing the math in my head this morning, pretty sure we've helped now, the number is more like 15, but let's just say 10, over 10,000 families from all over the world learn this work. We have helped over 20,000 parents, and we have helped over 30,000 children have a different experience growing up as human souls. Like, that is not exactly, like, I was not thinking about that when I said yes to just becoming a teacher, or yes to like attending the first class, right? And that is what the result has been. Like, and we're just 3 years in. So it's magical. It's amazing to think about like what the top of the mountain looks like, what the, you know, 1,000 miles looks like, but you have to focus on the single step. Okay. And I want to tell you more about this free challenge, and you can register over on the homepage of the website, freshstartfamilyonline.com. But first, I just want to give you some more context before I give you all the details on what this looks like and how it will literally be the easiest thing for you to say yes and do this 5-day mini course with me again for free. But let's look at this, how this concept and how it applies with kids and learning. So with kids, I'm always mentoring the families that I work with, you know, in my foundations course, especially in my Bonfire support program, is the idea that it takes children, you know, time. We have to give them space and remember that it is small steps towards growth that we want to see being consistent in our home. And that is for both children, and that is for parents too. Now, I know, like, in a perfect world, we all just want the magic pill. Like I just got a Peloton. It's sitting right behind me in our garage, and I love it. And I would love it if there was a magic pill that I could just hop on that bike and have my six pack and probably drop the quarantine, you know, COVID 10 or 20, whatever it is, that I put on because my knees are not happy about it. Like, I would love it if it just went away within a month. Even 6 months. But you know what? I know that it's probably going to take me a year of really becoming very intentional about getting on my new bike that I love so much, finding joy in the workouts, doing all these things, like eating healthier, laying off the junk food, laying off the coffee. I have all these grand plans. But my point is, we all want the magic pill. And it's just part of the human existence, right? And we want it for our kids too. So if our kids are stuck in behavior that we don't like hitting their sister or rolling their eyes at us or never cleaning up their messes without us, you know, in air quotes, having to make them, which is just actually not true. It's just a mindset that we've adopted from culture. But we all want it to just be like done. And there are small steps that you have to take in order to teach your children the life skills that they need in order to accomplish those goals. Hey there, families. Let's talk for a quick minute about Kate Northrup's free financial healing workshop. Have you registered? If not, you can sign up at freshstartfamilyonline.com/relax. It's happening April 23rd through 25th. And in case you've missed it, I've been talking a lot lately around the impact that learning about nervous system healing and regulation and financial healing has really transformed my own life, especially when it comes to my bank account and my nervous system. And I'm excited for you guys to learn from Kate too. So I'd highly recommend you hop into her free workshop this week. It is not too late to sign up and get the replay, even if you can't make it live. And then afterwards, you're going to see that Kate is doing a very special invitation into her incredible program called Relaxed Money. That is the program that I started last October and just really has changed my life in so many beautiful ways. But she is inviting families in for a very limited time. And anybody who wants to join with with our special offer here at Fresh Start Family, I want to give you a few things for free. Number one, I am gifting my foundations course for free. That's a $497 value. Plus, I'm giving away 2 months free of our Fresh Start Experience, which is our full support positive parenting program. So it's a pretty incredible offer if you want to invest in yourself and your family by healing your nervous system and really looking at more ways you can become abundant and attractive to money so you stop maybe a pattern of living month to month or feeling like there's never enough money, but actually getting into a rhythm of just having overflow in your life when it comes to money. It's a really good feeling now that I actually have that going on in both my business and my personal finance front. So if you want to join Kate's program called Relaxed Money, please just forward your receipt to me, Wendy@FreshStartFamilyOnline.com, once you sign up, and I will get you the Foundations course plus 2 months free of the Fresh Start Experience again for free. That's a $615 bonus I am offering for our families who sign up for Kate's program and want to get access to all of our special bonuses that we're providing. So again, sign up at FreshStartFamilyOnline.com/relax, whether you are looking for the free workshop and or looking to learn more about Kate's Relaxed Money program. But I am just so excited for you to start learning with Kate and to get the benefit of getting our programming and support when it comes to powerful positive parenting for free on top of your investment. That's just going to really change the game for you on the financial front. I just feel like it's such a beautiful win-win. Again, head to FreshStartFamilyOnline.com/relax for all the details. So if they are stuck in a pattern of hitting their sister instead of using their words, that is a life skill of self-control and emotional literacy and communication that you are teaching your child. And it's going to take time. And that's like, there's so many different levels of it that you just have to trust that you're taking small steps to be that teacher that your children need you to be. So this is where why we love counseling and mentoring families on how to embrace a compassionate discipline mindset versus a punishment mindset, because discipline is all about training for the future, right? Punishment is about the past. If you've never listened to that podcast episode, it's so good. How to embrace a compassionate discipline mindset and let go of a punishment mindset. You can just Google that, Fresh Start Family Show. But it's like, it has to be about training and teaching your children how you want it, how you want them to do it in the future. So I just had a beautiful member of my Bonfire Support Program ask a question this week. She had actually won a hot seat, which is something we do inside of my Bonfire Support Program where we have a lesson every month that we do. And then we have an activity where if you do the activity, you will become more fluent in what I teach you in the lesson. And so we have members who enter this contest and then they have an opportunity to win a 15-minute one-on-one hot seat with me each month. And it's my favorite time of the month because I actually get to hop on a Zoom call and have one-on-one interaction with these beautiful families from all over the world. And this member was actually in Ireland, which is so fun because I was actually exactly where she lives 2 years ago, almost to the day that we were recording this hot seat private session. And it's where all my family is from on my mom's side. And I just love Ireland so much. But she was talking about how her little boy was not able, he's 4 and a half, he was not able to be gentle with his little 9-month-old sister. And he would shake her a lot or pinch her little neck or tickle her to the point of tears. And she kept thinking like, okay, I've talked to him. I've told him what I want him to do. I've given him pep talks. And I stopped her lovingly and said, okay, pep talks are cool, but we need to actually practice with this kid. Like, discipline looks like practicing, practicing. So pep talks are great. But like when I hop on the Peloton bike behind me, if I were to just sit there and have an instructor give me a pep talk, I would probably never accomplish my goals of becoming really, really like cardiovascularly, that's not a word, really fit with my cardiovascular goals, right? Like I have to actually get on the bike and practice. I have to start off with 20 minutes and get comfortable doing 20 minute rides with these instructors. And that is kicking my butt right now. And then I have to go up to 25 minutes and then I have to try 30 minute workouts. And then I have to try 45 minute workouts. And then I want to try the boot camps where they have us like hopping on and off and doing sit-ups and squats and all these things. But it's going to take me time, right? And so with her little boy, I was encouraging her, well, let's look at how you're actually teaching him what to do and then how you're practicing it. Like, what are the small steps you're taking each night at bedtime to actually practice with him what you want him to do? So we just had so much fun getting rid of the mindset of like, we want him to stop doing all of this. Well, what do we actually want him to do? Like, how do we want him to be gentle? How do we want him to connect with his little 9-month-old sister? Because it's hard for kids when they're 4 years old to have like a human blob around that literally just sucks from, you know, like nurses all day, mom's boobs, and often like spits up everywhere, cries a lot, and just has really stinky diapers. Like, children often will experience sibling dethronement about that. But the thing is, they're just looking for connection. They're just looking for entertainment and experience. And how are we going to help this little boy get that? And so again, it was just so fun to empower her with ideas on how for the next week she is going to teach him how to and how they are going to practice. And there was like so much that we came up with. But for that little boy, change is going to happen gradually over time. And it's going to take mom showing up and having the courage to take one small step each day to teach him and have him practice, whether it's with his Legos or his puppets or whatever it may be. I used to teach Taryn with matchbox cars when he was little, and we would actually practice what it looks like to stay quiet when the teacher is talking or to raise your hand when you want to say something. So my point is practice, 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 and kids are no different. Like, you can't expect them to have overnight results. Sometimes what I teach you will give you overnight results, by the way, like especially when it comes to communication and power struggles. Holy smokes, I get messages from students all over the time who are like, oh my gosh, I changed this one thing and all of a sudden like everything is different in our home. And thank you, thank you, thank you. So there are those strategies and things that will work overnight. And there are some things that are just going to take time, and you have to keep having the courage to show up and take small steps, if that makes sense. And so over time, children will learn it. So another thing from this story with this beautiful member of mine from Ireland is that she said, you know, this is still happening with the little girl, with the baby. He's still doing this and that. She said, but you know what has gotten so much better is now when I approach him and, you know, I try to redirect the misbehavior. She's like, we don't get into power struggles anymore. She's like, that seems to almost be gone. And I, of course, in my true Wendy fashion, stopped her. And I was like, first of all, we need to celebrate that, because that is an example of massive growth. But as humans, we will often like push that to the side and be like, yeah, 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 but we have all this, like we have so much more to grow, like, or so much more to do, right? It's like you're halfway up the mountain or you've made like tremendous progress. And instead of looking back and be like, look at all this progress we made, like that was at least 1,000 steps that we've taken. And yes, we need to take 9,000 more, but look at that. Like, we've made it. We can now almost see the ocean already, right? Like, we have a tendency as humans to be like, well, we still have 9,000 steps to go, so we might as well not do anything because this isn't working. But it's just not the way it works. Like, you just have to keep taking those small steps forward. So yes, so we are all the same, you guys. Kids, parents, we have to have the courage to show up and to gradually create the change that we want to see in our lives. And when you are presented with opportunities to do that in small ways, embrace it. Take it. Like, that's why, again, I'm loving this new Peloton experience, because they tell you, like, the deliverer of this bike, these two guys, they were so great. They were like, look, they probably told us four times, do the beginner package, Do the beginner package. 20 minutes a day. Just do 20 minutes a day your first week so we can teach you all the basics and help you really get comfortable without killing yourself with like this huge long class. You know, you're going to get defeated. Just do the simple 20-minute classes the first week to get yourself used to everything. And that's what I did, and it was fantastic. So I have a way for you guys to get supported in that same way by doing 20 minutes a day. And I want you to join me. So this is an opportunity to come learn with me for free, you guys. My free Fresh Start Parenting Challenge starts on June 7th. It is 5 days of mini positive parenting video lessons delivered right to your email inbox. So you do not have to be live, so to speak, to do this free class with me. But at the end of those 5 days, when you have pushed play on every single lesson and you get to the end, you are going to be able to celebrate that you did it, that you showed up, you said yes, and that you have a positive parenting class in your tool belt. What we specifically are going to be learning through this mini course is the root causes of misbehavior. So you can have a much better mindset when your kid messes up and you're not just simply labeling them with like, why are you so bad? Why are you like doing this? Why are you pushing my buttons? Like, it can be so overwhelming when you don't understand the psychology underneath why children do what they do. And I'm going to present that to you in a very simple, easy to understand, easy to process manner over 5 days of simple 10 to 15 minute video lessons each day that again will get delivered to your email inbox. And then on top of that, you get to come in and be part of a private community of families from all over the world who again are expanding their heart, learning new tools, and strengthening their family just like you are. Families who are experiencing the same challenges, who have the same questions, who feel like they have a lot that they need to change in their home, and instead of getting stuck and overwhelmed, they're going to say yes and do this free 5-day challenge with me. So inside of that private group, I'm going to be doing daily live coaching, guys, where I answer questions, I'm going to be engaging with you. I promise you, I bring the sunshine. Like, when you hang out with me for 5 days, there is literally no way you can go on about your life without feeling extremely positive, empowered, confident, creative, and just full of sunshine, because that's who I am. That's naturally what I bring to the table, and I just cannot wait to support you. So head on over to the website, freshstartfamilyonline.com. Click on the registration to save your seat. I am limiting the number of seats this time that this group is going to have available because I want to be able to interact with you guys and not be overwhelmed. We've done this before. I do this twice a year for families, and we've had 7,000 families before, and the demand was just nuts, and I just kept saying yes, and I realized that it's just too much, right? Like, I want to have a higher level of engagement with you guys, so I am limiting the number of seats for this class, so make sure you save your seat before it gets filled up, and then also invite your friends and family, you guys. It's so much more fun to do these things with company. And then if you're listening to this podcast at a time once this challenge has come and gone, know that I always offer a way to support you and get you started for free. So just go to the homepage of the website, freshstartfamilyonline.com. On the homepage, I'm always going to have something for you to get started by taking that small step and saying yes. Oftentimes, it's a free download. Sometimes I'll have my most popular guide to raising strong-willed kids on the homepage of the website. Other times I might teach a free one-hour workshop on power struggles or compassionate discipline or responsive parenting. But again, if you're listening to this podcast once this challenge has come and gone, know that I do it twice a year and that I always have a way for you to get supported for free and to start. That's the most important thing that I want you guys to understand is start. Listening to podcasts are great, you guys. I love providing these free weekly episodes to you, and I know you guys send me messages all the time about how these episodes change your life. Thank you. Like, you are so welcome. And I'm telling you, when you step in and say, yes, I'm going to actually do a class with somebody, your level of growth and the change within your home exponentially increases. So you gotta say yes. I want you to say yes. Save your seat now. If you have any questions, of course, you can DM me. I'm over on Instagram at FreshStartWendy, or my email is wendy@freshstartfamilyonline.com. But again, you do not need to be live to do this 5-day mini course. And I will hold you accountable in the most beautiful way to push play on these daily lessons. Again, they're 10 to 15 minutes each, you guys. You can do this. I don't care how busy you are. You can make the time. You can do this. You can show up. You can empower yourself. You deserve it. And I just can't wait to celebrate with you at the end of these 5 days when you feel so much more clear and confident and empowered as a parent. So thanks for listening, guys. I love you all, and I will see you all at the free 5-day Fresh Start Parenting Challenge very soon. For links and more info about everything we talked about in today's episode, head to freshstartfamilyonline.com/86.
For more information, go to freshstartfamilyonline.com. Thanks for listening, families. Have a great day.
All right, listeners, that's a wrap. I hope you enjoyed this episode as much as I enjoyed recording it for you. As we wrap up here, don't forget to DM me the word shift or head to freshstartfamilyonline.com/discipline to grab your free discipline quick start learning bundle. You'll get immediate access to download our extensive learning guide where I'll share 5 ways you can ditch the old school hand-me-down punishment mindset beliefs and thoughts that are causing you to react like a volcano instead of respond like the firm, kind, respectful teacher you are at your core. And then you'll also get immediate access to my on-demand workshop where I'll teach you our 3 core Fresh Start family strategies that make up a strong, compassionate discipline toolkit, as well as my favorite logical consequences that not only work with kids of all ages, but do wonders to unite you with your child and strengthen your relationship, even in your kids' worst moments. So pop on over to Instagram right now and just shoot me a DM with the word shift, and I'll send you a personal link to download that bundle right away. Or you can head to freshstartfamilyonline.com/discipline to get access immediately. All right, thanks for listening, and I'll see you inside that free bundle and also inside the next episode.